The gospel reading is from Matthew 23. You can follow along in your pew Bible on page 804. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore do what they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on the shoulders of others. But they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. They love to have the place of honor at banquets and the best seats at the synagogues and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have people call them a rabbi. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher and you are all students. And call no one your father on earth, for you have one father, the one in heaven. Now you are to be called, nor are you to be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Messiah. The greatest among you will be your servant. All who exalt themselves will be humbled, and all who humble themselves will be exalted." In our hearing, our speaking, our living. Jesus can be pretty direct, as he was in these late chapters in Matthew. Blind guides, Jesus called the scribes and the Pharisees. A little later in the passage, they were the religious authorities of their day. Jesus had a way with words, didn't he? He said, "You strain out the gnat, but you swallow the camel." Through the rest of chapter 23, Jesus said, seven times, he said, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites!" Well, I'm of the generation, and I have the training to be suspicious of authority. I believe we should question authority, except our pastor's authority. I came of age during Vietnam and President Nixon, and I went to liberal schools. I read the New York Times. I pay attention. I know hypocrisy. And there's surely nothing more satisfying to shout at hypocrites than hypocrites. But I have to confess that I find this passage to be quite humbling. I'm in denial of this, but I'm 61 years old. I'm probably a grown-up by now, at least as grown-up as I'm likely to get. Oh, I have more to this sermon that I just crossed off, but so let's face it, I am probably one of those leaders. I resist it. I dress down. I prefer you to call me Paul and not Pastor Paul. I don't sit at the seat of Moses. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Though we do have a pretty nice seat over there, and it's in front of all of you. So I guess I have to accept that here I am in a pulpit with fringe, I don't have phylacteries, but I do have an iPhone. And I'm going to give us a heavy burden. In fact, I'm going to give all of us two heavy burdens. Jesus described his religious leaders as being people who gave heavy burdens to others, but that they themselves were unwilling to bear. Yep, that's a form of hypocrisy. I didn't say I have two heavy burdens for you. I said I have two heavy burdens for all of us. It's stewardship time. And the church, our church, your church needs you. It needs all of us. You look in the back of the bulletin or in the newsletter this week, we listed out just some of the ways people can serve our church. And as I look around today, all of you wear at least one hat because you're here. Almost all of you wear at least two hats. Some of you wear a lot of hats. And I thank you. I thank you for all that you do. I'm thankful for your dedication. So I invite you to continue to participate. I think I said in the newsletter, I hope 25 of us agree to try something new. Sing with choir. They're allowed to laugh at the preacher at will. Be an usher. Teach. Attend a class. We need your time and your energy. And yes, we need your money. All three are precious, and all three are needed to help keep our wonderful church wonderful. The church needs to, we want to, we plan to increase income and spending for next year, not by a huge amount. The budget committee believes we need to give $13,000 more next year. It's not huge. It's not nothing either, I know that. I like to play with calculators and numbers, and I broke that amount down into something easier, for me at least, to understand. We have 96 pledging units. 96 pledges come in to the church. Some pledging units are couples, and some are singles, and some couples pledge singly, and some change from year to year. They do it all just to keep Pam on our toes. 96 pledges. And you divide that into what we need for next year, we get an additional 37 cents a day for each of us. Every day, 37 cents. Now that's for people who pledge. For you who don't pledge, I wish you would pledge, and I invite you to give as well. Some of you probably don't have an additional 37 cents a day to give. Maybe some of you don't have an additional 37 cents a week to give. And I understand that. That's okay. Julie and I have had times in our lives where we didn't have much and money was scarce. But I think many of us can give more than we give now. I know Julie and I can. We will increase our pledge by 10%. Our pledge will be to give a little over $7,000 to church next year. We're thankful that we have our jobs. We're grateful that we can give as much as we can because we believe in the ministry of this church, in our ministry. Julie and I will give more, and we are asking you to join with us and give more to the church as well. I have another burden for us. Get out your bulletin, and I invite you to look through it. Read through the call to worship again, or read the prayer of confession again. Read the scripture responses, the words that we use in communion, or even our doxology. Here are our hands. Here are our hearts. Here are our lives. God, use them as you can. These are powerful words. Every week we gather for worship, and together we claim in a dozen different ways through our worship service that we belong to God. I think one of the most significant things we as Christians do week after week after week is to come together and to say these profound words. And so here's the burden. And it's heavier than the first one. Believe what we say in worship every week. Accept what we say in worship together. Because if you look to the world for affirmation, you'll be left wanting. There's a plethora of blind guides out there. Hypocrisy is rampant. Here at this table, we have the bread of life. The world rewards success and insists that might makes right, insists that loud is better, that flashy is better. Here, we confess our shortcomings every week. Is it that simple? Probably. Maybe. I believe so. I believe that God loves us, even when we act like blind guides, even when we are hypocritical. Not a single one of us is perfect. I'm not. I depend on God's grace to get through every day and every week. And it's been a hard year. I know that I am busier than I was last year, and I know I have more to complain about than last year, and I know the news of the day just leaves me mad or numb or both. And yet I know I am blessed. And because I am blessed, I want to share those blessings with you and with our church. Pledge Sundays in 2 weeks, November 19th. We'll mail out pledge information next week. And I want to encourage you in joining with me and Julie in returning thanks to God and supporting our church. Amen.